This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living in our homes.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal maw'izatil hasana. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Wahlul uqdatan min lisani. Yafqahu qawli. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may the peace, mercy, and the blessings of Allah Almighty be upon all of you. Welcome to our program, Islam Quest. Dear brothers and sisters, there is a beautiful act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given huge importance and He has given a command to do so. But then the people, they try to question about this beautiful act, that what are the reasons to do it? And that act is da'wah. Da'wah, it means an invitation. In an Islamic context, it means an invitation to the way of your Lord, an invitation of Islam, an invitation to the truth. Among the Muslims, there are many people who try to ask this question, that what are the reasons to do da'wah? What are the reasons to invite people to Islam? Is it not sufficient for us to remain as good Muslims? Is it not okay for us to be as good Muslims? They fail to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this as a responsibility upon the Muslim Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this duty upon the Muslim Ummah to invite others to the way of Islam. In this episode, we shall look at the top 10 reasons in order to give a reminder, in order to convince those people who think and ask this question, that what are the reasons to do da'wah. The first reason to do da'wah ila Allah, da'wah to your Lord, is because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nahl, Surah number 16, ayah number 125. Udu'u, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this as a command. Udu'u is a command. Is a command to invite people. This is to your attention, my brothers and sisters, who think and who ask this question, what is the reason to do da'wah? Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal maw'izatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Invite to the way of your Lord. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preachings, and discuss with them, argue with them, dialogue with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. So the first reason why we should do da'wah is because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second reason why we should do da'wah is because this is the job of the messengers. This is the job or the portfolio or the profile of all the prophets and the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16 and ayah number 36, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded all the prophets and messengers to invite people, to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, they were sent, they were sent for this very purpose, that they may invite people to the worship of one true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, ayah number 25, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have not sent any messenger before you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, except with this command that they should worship one Almighty God and associate none with him. So this is the job of the prophets. Imagine, we look up to the portfolios, to the profiles of the great people. And on the face of the earth, the greatest of all men are the Anbiya, are the prophets and the Rusul and the messengers. They were the greatest people who ever walked on the face of the earth. It is their profile to do da'wah. It was their call to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their respective people. So we need to do da'wah because this is the job of all the prophets. And this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to do da'wah in order to be honored. And that is the third reason. We need to do da'wah to be honored, to receive an honor. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, ayah number 33, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَامِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises, imagine, it is not your father, it is not your boss, it is not your head of state, it is none, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. It is He who is praising, He's saying, who is better in speech than the one who calls people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does righteous deeds and says, I am among the Muslims. This is an honor indeed, my brothers and sisters, to be praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 110, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of people raised, not just for you, raised for mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You invite people to what is good and you abstain people from what is bad and evil and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls again with an honor to us as khayra ummah, as the best of people, the best of nation. And this honor will never come without a duty, without a responsibility. And that responsibility is to do da'wah. So we need to do da'wah, my brothers and sisters, in order to receive the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth reason why we need to do da'wah is because we have to be successful. We have to be successful. And through da'wah, we can, inshallah, be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 104, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let there be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let there be a group of people, a section of people, a selective people. Be there, be stand out, come out to invite all that is good, that is best, and to abstain what is bad, what is evil, what is wrong. And these are the people. These are the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the people who will be successful. So we need to do da'wah in order to be successful. And that is the reason number four. The fifth reason why we need to do da'wah, my brothers and sisters, is because we have to be part of this victorious religion. Islam is going to prevail the world. This is a fact. It is you and me who should come forward to be the part of this victorious plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says in Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayah number 33. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He who sent His messenger, His apostle, with the guidance and the religion of truth, so that it may prevail, overcome, supersede all the other adyan, all the other religions, all the other ways of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made this as a promise that Islam will prevail for sure. It is you and me who should come forward to be the part of this victorious plan, to be the part of this winning religion, Islam. That is the reason we need to do da'wah, my brothers and sisters. Imagine a person being commanded by Allah to do da'wah. Imagine a person who is being following the way, the path of all the prophets by calling people and joining the profile of the prophets by doing da'wah. Imagine to receive the honor and praise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do da'wah. Imagine. If you do da'wah, you will be successful. And imagine if you be the part of this great religion, Islam, in inviting people to others, you would be wise, intelligent, and beneficial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this blessing, this command to do da'wah in order that we may fulfill our duty. Da'wah, my dear brothers and sisters, it's not a favor. It's not a favor. It's a duty. It's a duty that we owe towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a duty as a Muslim. It's not a favor. It's not optional. You may do da'wah in any way, whichever you think that you are capable to do so. If you think that you are good in giving speeches, do da'wah in that way. If you think that you are good and excellent in writing good Islamic literature, then do it. If you think that you are good in organizing Islamic events, do da'wah. Do da'wah in any way and every way possible by you, as per your capacity. At the first, be an ideal Muslim, my brothers and sisters. And this is the fundamental and the first way to do da'wah. That you be a good Muslim. You be an ideal Muslim. Let the teachings of Islam reflect by your actions, reflect by your attitude, by your quality, by your behavior, by your response, and by your living altogether. We shall continue with our other reasons why we need to do da'wah after a short break.
Know that we are living.